I happen to think that this is a program, the Renewable Fuel Standard, that doesn't need to be reformed. It's working quite well, thank you very much. It has done everything that it was intended to do. The fact that a couple of refiners would like to relitigate the legislation from 2007 and undo all the progress that has been made, notwithstanding, the fact of the matter is there's strong public support for it. The president supports it. There's bipartisan support on the Hill for it. So the lone voices that are out there from the great state of Texas that might want to change it, I think they are finding that that's probably not going to happen.
It's Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, talking about the debate on the Renewable Fuel Standard.
Despite the fact that you've got two Republican senators from the same state that both are strong advocates for the oil industry in that state, they're coming at this from dramatically different perspectives. I give Senator Cornyn, frankly, a great deal of credit for trying to bring stakeholders together, trying to figure out what, if anything, can be done. It's been an extensive process, but he's been very open. He's had us into his office to talk about some things, and he's trying to get something done that will not harm the ethanol industry, but could give refiners more flexibility. And I respect that. I understand it. We haven't come to a place yet where we're willing to support the legislative approach that he's had, but, you know, he's trying. He's trying really hard. Senator Cruz has eschewed the congressional process and really has just been working on the White House to try to get some administrative relief for just a couple of refiners. And frankly, I've been confused why Senator Cruz from Texas has spent so much time in Philadelphia at a refinery there and advocating for relief for that refinery, which frankly is not the poster child of the most efficient refineries in the country. Those you might find in Beaumont or Houston or some other places in Texas. Philadelphia, it's the oldest, least efficient refinery in the country. And he spent a lot of time there holding it up as an example of why we need to have RFS reform. Well, frankly, the problems with that antiquated refinery have got nothing to do with the Renewable Fuel Standard. And as a consequence, I think Senator Cruz's efforts at the White House have not borne fruit. He's had any number of different proposals, all of which would significantly undermine the potential for growth in the ethanol industry, not really help all of the refining industry. He sort of picks winners and losers. There are a couple of refineries, independent merchant refineries, that he seems to think have been disproportionately harmed in this program, and he wants to help them at the expense of other refineries who have made investments for this program to work effectively and actually see the Renewable Fuel Standard as a profit center, not a compliance burden. But so the two senators from Texas have had dramatically different approaches. To date, none of them are going anywhere. But Senator Cruz in particular, I think, has been frustrated by the lack of progress that he's been able to make. But it's because he's really not coming to the table with proposals that are sincere in their effort to get the win-win that the president has been looking for.
Again, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.